This is a year when your consciousness must rise to the challenge of your own life. And when you ask your consciousness to do that, of course it will, because that is the nature of what is really in you. What is really in you wants to create your life in the way that you want it to be. It is interesting that it is our wounds that keep us from being fully conscious about what we need to do. And we are going to take what we need to do as a theme for what we are talking about. Under a patriarchal system, the only thing you ever need to do is work harder, work longer, and give yourself and your value away. And that is not what you need to do. Certainly, we are not saying that to create something, to accomplish something, effort is not required. It is, but not the kind of effort that devalues you, and not the kind of effort that makes you lose track of what your body needs, of what your mind needs, of what your spirit needs. To build your life in such a way that you are growing with your life means that you want to develop the ability to pay attention to every aspect of your life. But to be conscious of every aspect of your life, you cannot be in judgment. The judgment brings you into fear, and then whatever conclusion you draw about what you need is probably going to be wrong. So, there is a beauty in paying attention to the balance of your life because it makes you wise. And it makes you wise in a way that you cannot be when you have a single driven sort of quality about your whole life. One of the things we can balance is a period of time where we are singular and driven. It is that we cannot be singular and driven forever. And there must be a place where we stop and say, I need to look at the rest of the wheel and see how I am doing. And doing is a good thing, but running roughshod over your own needs while you are doing is not a good thing. So as we're walking forward in this year and honoring the middle ground, which is the only safe place to be, we want to allow ourselves to open to every aspect of life, to everything that is truly us, and perhaps even to discover some new parts of us that we may never have known before. The beauty about discovering yourself is that it is not about right or wrong. It is not perfect or imperfect. It is not good or bad. It is not a thing that can be judged, because your life is a thing that must be discovered. So, as you are discovering yourself in your life, stop without judgment and look at your doing to make sure that your doing is balancing your wheel, balancing who you are. And if it is not, then we want to adjust the use of energy in your life to make that wheel balance. Very often, we hear you laboring to find the right thing to do. And the problem with that is if the right thing to do has not been discovered by your heart and by your intuitive qualities, then you are not going to find the right thing to do. and using part of your energy to be the explorer of yourself is going to be a hallmark of what is needed in this year, a year which can be very powerful for you, but only in balance. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a gentle rain falling around the outside of your body and let the rain wash away the stresses of the holidays, of the times that you may have experienced recently. Let the judgment and the tension and the anxiety fall away from your body. Let the rain wash it away. Open the crown and let the rain wash through your body, through the chakra systems, washing the third eye so that it sees clearly and truly, washing the throat center, cleanse it of perfectionistic expectations and demands, any communication that is unloving or unsupportive. Feel all of that washed out of the throat. Feel the rain wash your heart. Wash away the pain, the frustration. And as that washes out of your heart, feel your heart become clear and whole and fine. Feel the rain wash down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the rain wash away any hurt that we might be holding, any emotions that would judge us or make us less than who we are. Feel that washed out of your body. Feel the rain flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the rain wash away shame and judgment that might have caught in your body because of old patterns, old demands. Feel the rain wash down through your body and into the root. And let the rain wash away any blockage that might be caught in the root, blockage that would prevent you from creating, from knowing what you want to create in the moment in which you are living. Feel the root freed. And feel the rain wash through your mind and relieve you of heavy thoughts. Wash across your shoulders and your back to take away burden. Wash down your arms and your hands so that you are able to put down anything that is not connected to your heart. Feel the rain wash down through your legs and your feet so that anything that would prevent you from taking in the support of the universe and from supporting yourself is washed away. And feel yourself becoming the wise woman you're intended to be. Now feel how fluid you are and how you are able to hold what is good for you and release what is not. Bring your attention into your heart center. And see that extending from your heart, there is a beautiful path of gold that moves up into the sky. Now see that at the top of your path, a gift is coming toward you. Rest your mind. And allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.